we have a first-time guest on the program. He deals with an organization that you may or may not have heard of. And if you don't, then I think this will be a great time for you to learn about it and to find out whether or not it can be of service to you in some form or fashion. And that's all about what we do all the time. Bud Schneeweiss is the executive director, I think that's probably the right title, of FINRA, the FINRA Foundation. And he joins us now to talk about what his organization is doing and why you should know about it. Bud, welcome to Home and Family Finance.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm learning about it, too, and I've gone to websites and I've taken a look, and I think it's something that the audience should know about. So tell us what FINRA stands for and what it does.
Just like the military, the financial world is full of acronyms, and FINRA stands for the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. We're an independent regulator of the broker-dealers in the United States, and we oversee 6 billion trades in the markets and over 400,000 different broker-dealers and over 4,000 member firms. So there's a lot going on in these markets, and we do our best to keep them open and fair.
Okay. So you kind of like, would it be right to say regulation? Is that kind of what you do?
Yes, we do regulate. We are overseen by the Securities and Exchange Commission, so we work hand in glove with them. But yes, we are the day-to-day contacts with the financial industry. Anybody who deals in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or publicly traded real estate investment trusts belongs to FINRA. And I also work for the FINRA Foundation, which is a small set aside within FINRA, a nonprofit, and we're all about financial literacy.
So kind of like the heart of FINRA, if you will.
Well, I'd like to say that we're quite a bit smaller than FINRA itself, but nonetheless, we have a mighty mission, and we do our best to bring these financial literacy tools and messages to the United States.
Well, as you know, for Home and Family Finance, our purpose is about making sure that we have people aware of what it takes to be financially literate. It's so important. We ask that question, you know, are you financially fit? Unfortunately, the answer right now in too much of the United States, both in and out of military, is that we're not financially fit. We are still, you know, I think over 52% of folks say, no, we're not, you know, we're not saving, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. But I know one of the programs that you have is saveandinvest.org. Tell us what that is about.
Well, saveandinvest.org is the public face of the FINRA Foundation. And again, we provide a lot of tools and resources to our currently serving military and their families to manage their money with confidence. And Paul, you know, you're right. We have a long way to go, but I will say that the military in many respects is doing quite a bit better than much of the United States. For example, they're willing to seek help when they get into financial distress. They check their credit scores regularly, and they do take advantage of some of the resources that DOD provides to them.
It's important to point that out, too, and I think it's a good thing that the military is kind of leading the way in terms of being financially fit and financially ready.
Yep, I agree with you.
Well, we think it's a good point, and it's something that kind of points to the goodness of the leadership that you guys do and the kind of work you do with the military community. What else are you doing with it? Well, let me take a break. Hold on a minute. We're going to take a little break. We're talking with Bud Schneeweiss of FINRA, the FINRA Foundation. And when we come back, we'll find out about what else they're doing with the military community and why it makes a positive difference. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. And my guest is Captain W.G. Bud Schneeweiss of United States Coast Guard, retired. What a pleasure to have him with us. He is the, I guess he's the head honcho, that's what we'll call him, of FINRA, the Investor Education Foundation. As director of the Military Financial Readiness Project, he has been there since January 2013, enjoys traveling to meet and discuss financial and benefit issues with members of our military community, especially those working to improve military financial capability. And as you just heard him say, the military is doing fine. I mean, they're doing better than the rest of the United States. And so they're providing the leadership and the guidance and the direction that we should be going. And part of that is because FINRA, in its capacity, has formed partnerships with so many different agencies. But explain that to us, would you?
You bet. DOD has their financial readiness collaborators, and FINRA Foundation, as well as DCUC and others, have been there from the very beginning. And nobody can do this alone, but we think that bringing these multi-pronged forces to bear on these financial difficulties that some military members face is just the way to go. It's we all play to our strengths and help each other out through this.
Tell me about the FINRA Foundation Military Spouse Fellowship Program. How does that work?
This is the program that I'm very, very proud of. The need was for military counselors, financial counselors in the military community. And also another part of that need was portable careers for military spouses. And DOD and FINRA Foundation found a way to bring those two things together. We have awarded 1,320 fellowships so far since 2006, and we have over 485 graduates of the program, and many of them, those military spouses, are still working in the financial world alongside the military community.
So you started something, is what you're saying.
Well, started something, but what a better group than military spouses. They speak the language, they've lived the life, and many of them are motivated to get into this field because they faced some difficulties when they were starting out, and they want to pay it forward. This is just a great, great community.
That's wonderful. It's a great idea and a great concept, and of course it all works toward the common support that we should all provide for our military families and our military members wherever they are. Tell us about the FINRA Foundation support for the personal financial managers. How does that work?
Well, these personal financial managers are on the front lines. They are often the go-to person when a military member perceives that he or she's beginning to have a problem with their finances or just needs some additional advice and insight. We offer training for them. Last year, for example, we offered a PFM checkup course, a military marriage and divorce course, and a course on military housing free of charge. And, of course, we also make available the MyFICO project to the personal financial managers. And we often find that checking their credit score is what brings a service member into the personal financial manager in the first place.
You know, I as a retired member, you understand the importance of having on-site, involved, up-close and personal involvement with our military members. It's so important that that you're up close and personal in terms of giving them the kind of guidance and advice that they need when it comes to financial management, financial involvement.
You're absolutely right, and a lot of the PFMs out there have lived the military life. They're former or retired military members themselves or military spouses, so they relate. They speak the language, and they know the challenges that military members face.
But for those who have an interest or need advice or are in a position where your services can be of service to them, how do they reach out to FINRA? How do they reach out to the foundation?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is saveandinvest.org, and there's lots of tools, tips, and other ways to get information and contact with FINRA Foundation. And if we can help, we're sure going to try, maybe through our partners, but we're going to do our best for this military community that serves us so well.
I love the programs that you all have involved. You talked about a couple. Tell us about the MyFICO product. What is that?
Well, MyFICO allows service members to get a no-cost and advertising-free credit score. It's designed to provide one score and a follow-up so that if they modify their financial behavior, it will show the score's improvement. Now, this product, it can be obtained commercially as well, but we underwrite that cost for the service member, and we don't want them subject to some of the marketing that comes along with a commercially obtained credit scores.
It sounds exciting. We're pleased to have you on the program. Butch and Weiss, Captain from retired Coast Guard. I hope to meet you soon, have you in studio with us. Something to kind of offset my next guest, Artie Arteaga, who got a few things to say, and he's coming up next to you. So come back and see us again soon, would you please?
You bet, Paul. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Coming up in just a minute, Artie. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.